Television. In some cases, screens have taken over our lives. But how did those blurry, faint images on a 2 or 3 inch screen back in the 1920s evolve into one of the most recent innovations called the wireless transparent TV? Just a big, clear piece of glass that turns into a TV with a click. I'm Patty Steele. The ups and downs of the evolution of television. Next on The Backstory. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, if we're being honest, we all have stuff in our lives that drive us crazy. Maybe it's a job, a difficult relationship, or love interest. Or honestly, it can just be the state of this crazy world we live in. For me, it's all three of those things at times. A lot of times it's not a big deal, but in the moment, it sure feels like it is, right? So how do you come to terms with those stressors and not let the negativity weigh you down? For me, therapy has always been a haven where I can open up, talk about what's eating at me, and trust that this person will be honest, understanding, and discreet. Therapy isn't just for folks who've had major trauma. It's for you and me, so we can be at peace and become the best version of ourselves. When I connected with a terrific therapist at BetterHelp, she asked some on-point questions, and I actually heard myself working through some of the issues I'd kept bottled up. What a relief. If you've considered therapy, I can't recommend BetterHelp enough. It's completely online, so it's convenient, flexible, fits your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a short questionnaire, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charge. Take it from me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/backstory today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backstory.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with The Backstory. You can't argue with the fact that TV, for better or for worse, has completely transformed the way we human beings entertain ourselves. Imagine what that must have felt like the moment you walked into your living room and looked at this box, this piece of wooden furniture with a tiny glass screen. It pops to life. You're looking at people, places, and things in real time that in the history of the world you would only have been able to see in person. But the screens were as little as 2 or 3 inches. In fact, the earliest mass-produced TV was so unclear it began without real people on the screen because the human face was too subtle for those early TVs. They used vividly painted ventriloquist dummies so people could see a face of some sort with human voices adding the dialogue. That was in the 1920s, but the technology rapidly evolved. In 1939, RCA aired the opening of the New York World's Fair with a speech by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the first president to appear on TV. And he gave that speech on the 150th anniversary of George Washington's inauguration. By 1950, TVs got a whole lot more watchable. At the beginning of the 50s, just about 1% of households had a television. But that number hit 90% just 10 years later, in 1960. In those early days, your TV was in a big, usually wooden piece of furniture, fun to decorate around. But they still had fairly small screens. Want to change the channel or the volume? Well, in the 50s, there was a unit that connected to your TV by wires, but hardly anybody had it. It was aptly named Lazy Bones, so you didn't have to get off the couch, I guess. A little bit later, there were remote units that worked by emitting a clinking or clicking sound that would trigger the controls, thus the term a clicker. Now, the problem is your TV would also respond to similar sounds, including everything from a spoon hitting a glass bowl to the jingle of your dog's collar. So, for the most part, you had to get off the couch to control the TV until an effective remote control arrived around 1970. Now, despite all that, it was magical. We could see the people who ran our country. We could see everything from wars to royal weddings to dramas, mysteries, comedies, important funerals, talk and entertainment shows, and all those fabulously beautiful and engaging TV and movie stars. It changed our world and the way we saw ourselves and those around us. And the development of the technology was breathtaking. What's amazing is that most shows weren't broadcast in color until the 1970s. That's just 50 years ago or less. And it wasn't until the 70s and into the 80s that TV transitioned to 24 hours a day. Before that, they were on the air from around 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. at first. Then later in the 50s and 60s, stations would go off the air later at night, anywhere from 11:15 to 1 a.m. They'd run the news first, usually just 15 minutes of news, unlike 24 hours today. And then they'd run a test pattern all night that allowed you to balance the black, white, and grays of your TV set, as well as the picture size. When color TV arrived, they broadcast color bars during the night so you could adjust your color. And then around 6 a.m., the early morning shows would pop back on. And forget watching your favorite shows or movies on demand. It was all appointment viewing, or you missed it. In fact, it was a really big deal, with millions tuning in, when one of the networks would run The Wizard of Oz, which was a yearly TV special from 1959 all the way until 1991. You couldn't even record a show to watch what you wanted, when you wanted, until the 1970s. It was 1976 when the first VHS video recorder, costing about $1,000, arrived. That's close to $5,000 in today's money. Plus, you had to buy the videotapes, too. And that is when the slippery slope toward on-demand TV began. In the 80s and 90s, cable and satellite TV arrived, which, again, changed everything. It allowed for a lot more programming options, including channels for sports, news, and entertainment, all 24 hours a day. And it only got easier to lose yourself to the screen as the tech grew at an exponential speed. Those screens became completely addictive. If you take a look at how we filled our free time before and after the advent of television, it's wild and more than a little disturbing. Before TV, we were all involved in outside political, artistic, and charitable organizations. We played instruments like the piano, the violin, harp, and horns. We painted, gardened, knitted, did woodworking, socialized. We slept longer and spent more time with family and friends because, well, that's how we filled our time then. But TV freed us from the burden of creativity. We no longer had to search for things to occupy our time or people. It was right there in front of us, 24 hours a day. Think about it. Americans now spend an average of over 7 hours a day watching some kind of a screen. Add to that your work day and time to sleep, and there's not much else. Now, on the other hand, in fairness, TV has allowed us to see things outside of our own circle of influence. We see drama, comedy, news, art, nature, famous authors, journalists, naturalists, artists, influencers from every walk of life. And now the pictures are clearer, the sound purer and fuller, and the choices of what we watch and when way broader. Couple that with technology that includes screens that are just a sheer sheet of glass until you turn it on and it bursts into life, becoming full spectrum. The better the tech, the more totally immersive television becomes. Problem is, there are so many choices, each coming with increasingly high subscription fees, it's becoming less affordable for us viewers and less profitable for the production companies. So what's next? Virtual reality, artificial intelligence, all with a thing called fast TV. That acronym stands for Free Ad-Supported Television. And a lot of folks in the industry say that's the future. But think about that. Free TV shows paid for by commercial breaks? Wait, isn't that what television was 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago? Let's just pretend we don't notice that, right? Okay, if today's episode of The Backstory has sparked your curiosity, or if you have any other stories you would like to share with me, please reach out and please, please subscribe. Direct message, leave a review, and follow on Facebook at Patty Steele and at Real Patty Steele on Instagram. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premier Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.